are you?
It's Robin and Maynard.
I am not a man.
Have you been getting that?
Every time I have called anyone on the phone, it's like, yes, sir, yes, sir. And normally I get that anyway, but it's just exceptionally low.
What are the vocal cords doing? I wonder why that is. See, I like it when I have a cold. Finally, you know, I could almost cut commercials if I have a cold.
Big,
otherwise,
deep voice,
like,
resonant.
Yeah, you sounded like I thought I was talking to William Conrad.
Well, thank you for that analogy. Why don't you try something like, I don't know, something pretty like B. Arthur? Tomorrow will be the experience, the first experience for many, wrestling the big bottle of Cuervo. May I recommend to you at this time? Well, it's no use recommending it. You're not going to listen to me anyway. I'm just telling you that once you have a real bad go-round with that little nasty bugger, Jose, you will never, ever want to be in a room with Jose again. Nope. In fact, if people are having margaritas around me, it makes me sick.
Yeah.
And that's from over 20 years ago. Still can't stand it.
It doesn't matter. No. You could have gotten sick when you were in the fourth grade.
It will stay with you.
Yeah.
That is a rough road to hoe.
I could never do a straight shot of tequila.
Oh, could God. Never, the
ever.
Thought is nauseating.
I don't. There aren't enough salt mines and lime groves in the world.
Yeah, I
could never do one.
I think on my 21st birthday, that was the...
Rum?
That was the experience. I can't do that either. But it's that was the time. And I'm telling you, it, even the smell, if you even look at the bottle, it makes you know...
Yeah.
It's a rough go. Don't do it. Do something else.
Well, you're still working that crown over pretty good.
No, I like that crown, sure. But you say I'm working it over good. You portray me as, what would you say? A drunk in an alley in a dumpster?
A drunk in a dumpster?
Yeah.
Well, I never said anything about dumpsters.
No. You bastard. Take it back.
No, not at all.
Take it back.
Oh, sure.
Okay, well then I'm going to...
I'm taking it all back.
You better, because I tell you what... I will come at you with some ridiculous thing.
What, like I don't know that?
No, I haven't done it to you. I haven't gotten to that level yet. Not, but I'm going to get there.
Not today.
Well, now listen, I am not in my right mind. So I'm here to tell you that you better take over with your newscast brought to you by Sound Ford right now.
Now here's Long John.
7 minutes after 8 o'clock. Robin, tell me, Mike Fetter is a relief pitcher for the L.A. Dodgers.
Yeah.
He uses a device no other pitcher in the majors uses.
Hmm.
It's a mechanical device.
Yeah. While he's pitching?
While he is pitching, he uses this device on the mound. Can you name the device?
That no other pitcher. Is it a product that I can buy at a drugstore?
Yes, it is.
Talcum powder.
Oh, well, that would keep him fresh and dry, wouldn't it?
Gold Bond?
Is it Gold Bond?
Cru-X.
Talcum powder. Cru-X is not a mechanical device.
A mechanical device.
Mechanical device, but a product.
Rubber band.
All of those are excellent questions.
No, it is not. But a rubber band is a mechanical device.
Yeah, it is.
As is a spring.
I don't know, John. You've absolutely stumped me at this point. What is it?
I'll cogitate on that for a while, and I'll have the
answer.
I have
no cogitation. Wait a second. I'm going to the phone.
I'll have the answer.
Hello?
At the conclusion of this newscast. Oh, you just can't wait, can you?
Can I guess?
Yeah, go ahead, Crow.
Nail clipper.
It is not a nail clipper.
Damn. Hmm. And it was Smolian. It was Jeff Smolian who drank NyQuil every night before he went to bed.
Smolian did?
Jeez.
Yeah. He takes a shot every night before he goes to bed.
It worked for him.
I'm going to tell you something. I don't know where that guy is.
Smolian waltzed out of here with a fat wallet.
No kidding. He came in with a pretty large one, too. Did he waltz out with Monica Hart? I know he was dancing with her for a while.
I think they were just an item for a brief period.
Yeah, you think? All right. Hey, thank you for the guess, though. Sort of. Hi.
Hi, I know what it is.
What is it?
It's a penis pump.
Lovely, isn't he?
What do you know from funny, you bastard?
Do you have a clue?
Yeah, is it a pulse monitor?
A pulse monitor. Well, that would be sad.
You'd have to take a whole pulse monitor out
there?
In that
state of, in that condition, shouldn't be pitching in the majors if
he's
that precarious.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Hello, Collie.
And?
Yes?
You little hottie, okay. What do you say?
She doesn't say much. She's going to be gone. Hello. Yeah, see how that works? Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Magnets.
Oh.
Is the answer magnets?
No.
Bummer.
Nope. Good morning.
Good morning. Is it a pacemaker?
It's a good guess.
No, it's not a walker either.
And what do you say?
You're gonna burn harder.
Oh, my God. Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
This is Dennis Cooker.
Yeah, Cooker, you're on about every 30 seconds. What do you say?
No, I'm calling because of yesterday on the NASCAR question.
Okay, goodbye.
Takes you 24 hours to get through.
Oh, wait a minute. I just got an idea.
The hell's wrong with that guy?
Good morning.
Good morning. I think I know what it might be.
You do? Well, what do you think it is, caller?
How about a fingernail file?
No.
Just a regular finger.
A regular one? No, that would be outlaw. You can't have sandpaper.
What about you?
You can't have. It's nothing to alter the ball. You know. What about What about a 12-inch lathe?
What do you think, friend?
I think it's a tens pack.
A what?
Tens pack.
Oh, a tens pack?
Yeah.
Tens pack. He does use a tens pack. As a matter of fact, I just bought one for Robin for her birthday, but that's not the item.
Good morning.
Yeah.
No.
The hell is a tens pack?
Hello.
Hello. How about a Breathe Right strip on his nose?
No, it is not.
Oh, dang.
That would be a mechanical device of sorts and something available at the drugstore.
I don't think
so. You know, I think I know what it is.
Yes?
I think it's a ball and strike clicker. You know, what the ump uses to keep count of the count.
That's gorgeous.
Like this guy
like a
can't
golfer.
Figure it out?
Yeah.
Good God.
No, huh? Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got a guess.
You know, I tell you something. If you don't know what you're pitching.
Clicker.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes.
Beautiful.
How about a knee brace?
It's not a knee brace.
Come on. This is the last guess.
A hearing aid.
No, it is not a hearing aid.
And what is the answer?
It's a inhaler.
Uh-huh.
He uses an inhaler. He takes a like a bong hit before. He's asthmatic.
You know. Okay.
Well, it was a simple question. I didn't
it
want to make
it. Gives you a little boost, though. It gives you adrenaline boost when you do that. I'm surprised that's legal.
Yeah, I didn't want adrenaline boost. I don't think so. I think it just clears you out.
No, I'll tell you why.
Why? Have you had one?
As you know, one of my cousins is a competitive swimmer. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the young kids, they say that they have adrenaline problem or they have asthma problems.
Yeah.
They use those things. It gives them they take a shot before they swim. It gives them a pump. Gives them a hit of adrenaline.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, if that's the case, then why aren't they all using it?
I don't know.
I wonder about that. But I do like the notion of a strike and ball clicker. It'd be great. Keep track of where you are in the count. Sometimes the umpire, with his right hand, strikes with his left hand balls.
Sometimes.
But
if you're pitching him, I would think you'd know what you'd tossed.
But the Major League ball and strike clicker could be huge in the majors. Ball.
You talk too much.
Could you send a gift of $33?
Excuse me.
Sure.
Excuse me.
Sure.
I can't
only
talk
one?
About... No, I only do one. You do seven.
Five.
You're a five man?
No,
you're
I have done
normally
seven.
You're seven.
I've done seven. They say if you do more than that you'll die.
Let's see if you can break that record during this next commercial break.